The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Now, 647 days after the first confirmed case of COVID in Ireland, it looks like the government have finally accepted that it spreads through the air. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, today suggesting that HEPA filters will be provided to schools and to classrooms, not all classrooms, but to some classrooms. John Sudeau joins me now, Professor Emeritus of Chemistry at UCC with research interests in areas like atmospheric chemistry and aerobiology. John, as always, you're very welcome to the show. Do you welcome this acknowledgement from government and an investment in better filtration systems for schools?
Well, I think it's great news. Hearing that Micheál Martin is pro-HEPA and the government are going to provide resources, at some stage in the last 2 weeks, I thought they were going to rely on a Hogwarts magical spell to get round this problem. And it is a problem. Something we've also got to learn to live with. We're going to have to accept HEPA filters in our homes and schools, just like we do light bulbs. Clean air is the minimum we require and deserve. And 90% of our time is indoors and in occupational settings like schools. You need buildings engineers to make sure it is appropriate. That is, if it's difficult to get ventilation, difficult through draft, they need to be consulted. And at home, just doing it off the shelf, I've got one, is fully appropriate.
And when you say you thought that the government were going to be relying on kind of Hogwarts magic to solve this problem, what did you mean?
Well, I didn't think they understood the underlying science, the physics, the engineering, partly because of their advisors, I would guess, but partly because, I mean, I do have a rather cynical view that the politicians themselves have very little science or engineering background. Mm. And so they get a bit scared of things like this. And this coronavirus issue that's been 2-3 years, biochemistry, if you like, microbiology, and now it looks like engineering of some sort and physics, knowing the difference between droplets and aerosols, is at the front.
To defend the government for a moment, John, I mean, I suppose if they don't have those expertise, they're relying on their advisors, and their main advisors in this regard are the National Public Health Emergency Team. And Philip Nolan, who's a member of that team, last week was talking about HEPA filters, and he said that they had a very limited usefulness, that you need to know the source of infection because that's where all the infection gathers around the source and it's less spread out around the room. So you have to put the filter right beside them. So it's good in a hospital, but not good in a classroom. And I know your colleague, John Wenger in UCC, suggested that Philip Nolan's understanding defied the laws of physics. I mean, if the advisors, the scientific advisors to government are defying the laws of physics, it's a difficult job for government, isn't it?
Government is a difficult job. They are best to have good advisors. They did have advisors, actually, with that ventilation committee that John had chaired with a number of very good people. It's up to the ministers to sift the information they get in make the best possible choices. They've simply got to do that because coronavirus is probably with us forever to pollute the air we breathe. And they have at least, I think, now embarked properly, finally, on the pathway to get the Holy Trinity: filtration, ventilation, and vaccination. Doing ventilation and vaccination, obviously, first, and then when required, when it's poor ventilation, and this is a difficult point, if your school opens its windows and it's right on a busy road, or there's people burning their wood stoves right close, you do have to have professional advice. Filtration is important. It's not the first line of defense, ventilation and vaccination. They are, but they are required. Filtration is required. HEPA is the best.
And maybe I should have asked you this, John, because I think a lot of people have been hearing reference to HEPA filters, and we've had various people on the show, you know, calling for the government to see sense, as it were, and to acknowledge their importance and ignore some of those advisors in NPHET who are advising against them. What does a HEPA filter actually do, though?
Well, what it does, it gets rid of particles in the air. Very often I've been on your program and talked about these chemical things called PM2.5 that are carcinogenic, and what the HEPA filter does is it's able to take out dust and PM2.5 and other sort of small particles, including biological things like fungal spores. And if the virus is riding on one of those, then actually what you're doing is you're cleaning up the air by filtering out, just like a bit of filter paper. I don't know if you've ever put, as an experiment, a bit of filter paper out and put it close by a road, a busy road. You'll see it go black within 24 hours. And that's what it does. It stops it from carrying on floating around the air, taking its toxic hoard with it.
Now, the Taoiseach, we have very little detail on this. It was just something that came up in the Dáil after Cabinet today, the Taoiseach talking about it. But he did suggest, look, they probably wouldn't be needed in every classroom, but where they were needed, they might cost, you know, upwards of €1,500. Now, a lot of people online kind of jumping on this and saying they're much cheaper. I think the Taoiseach's defence and the defence from his department is that when you're in a school setting, you need a commercial unit. Is he right?
Well, I know some figures as well from the USA and over there where they're doing similar things. Obviously, everywhere that's sensible is doing this is about $10 per child per year it costs. But the bottom line is this: forget the bean counters. Doing this is going to be good for children's health. What price that? In the end, it's a redundant argument, it seems to me. The cost is prioritization as well that's required. And I think when they do this program, they do need somebody, good, strong leadership like Brian McCraith did for the vaccination program. Choose primary schools first, then move upwards. But doing it is correct, is the right thing to do. Cost is irrelevant.
And the sooner the better?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, in the same way that they need to immediately ban all solid fuel burning, because that all gets into the in homes as well. And it should be done immediately and not just let's wait another year to do it.
John Sadeau, Professor Emeritus of Chemistry at UCC with research interests in atmospheric chemistry and aerobiology. John, thanks a million for joining us here on the show. I've always felt that being Irish is a state of mind, says one of our listeners from a proud Irishman born in Switzerland. Rob in Kildare says, I was born in London. My Irish parents moved back home to Dublin when I was 6. I got teased for my accent for years. I joined the Defence Forces in 1988 and I served my country for over 22 years. But I'm not Irish now. Should have told me that sooner. Yeah, Rob responding to a texter into the show earlier who says, you have to be born and raised in Ireland to be Irish. So Rob, yeah, I hate to break it to you. Me and you, buddy, neither of us are Irish, it turns out, according to that listener to the Hard Shoulder. Other people getting in touch about the cost of childcare. Let's face it, people working in childcare in reality earn less than a cleaner. Is this fair? Working in a stressful job for less than €10.50 an hour, most of them have college degrees. Do we really value this sector? Who would work for that? It absolutely infuriates me. So says Trish. Another listener says, why does nobody discuss how many average pay women cannot afford even one child, as they have to survive on £230 a week maternity allowance? She cannot afford to pay her mortgage and other bills. It should be linked to tax paid. Only public servants and people in large companies get paid their salary. It is unfair. Well, thank you for that text. 53106, like I said, is the number. Keep them going.